Hey there! Today we're going to dive deep into something that's become quite the buzzword in health and wellness, detoxification. You know, it's funny, when most people hear detox, they immediately think of juice cleanses or fancy spa treatments, but there's so much more to it than that. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is detoxification? Well, it's essentially the process of removing toxic substances from the body. But here's a thing that might surprise you. Your body's actually detoxifying itself right now. Yes, as we speak. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. You see, our bodies have this incredible built-in detoxification system. The main players are, well, let me break it down for you. First, there's the liver. Our detoxification powerhouse. Then we've got the kidneys, skin, lungs, and even our digestive system. They're all working together like a really efficient cleaning crew, you might say. Now let's talk about the liver for a moment. The remarkable organ performs over 500 different functions, and detoxification is one of its most important jobs. It works in two phases. Phase 1 breaks down toxins, and phase 2 makes them water-soluble so they can be safely eliminated. Pretty clever system, right? But here's where things get interesting. In our modern world, we're exposed to more toxins than ever before. They're in our food, our air, our water, even in products we use every day. And while our bodies are amazing at handling these challenges, sometimes they could use a little support. Now I know what you might be thinking. Isn't this where those trendy detox programs come in? Well, yes and no. Let me explain something really important here. While there are legitimate ways to support your body's natural detoxification processes, not everything marketed as detox is actually helpful or even safe. Let's talk about what actually works. First and foremost, water. Yes, good old H2O. Staying properly hydrated is absolutely crucial for detoxification. It helps your kidneys filter waste, supports the liver function, and, well, basically keeps everything moving, if you know what I mean. Another key factor is nutrition. Your body needs specific nutrients to support its detoxification pathways. Things like, cruciferous vegetables, garlic, turmeric, and foods rich in antioxidants. These aren't fancy or expensive, just good whole foods that support your body's natural processes. Exercise is another fantastic way to support detoxification. When you move your body, you're helping your lymphatic system, which, by the way, doesn't have its own pump like your cardiovascular system. It relies on your movement to function properly. Pretty interesting, right? Now, let's address some common misconceptions. You know those extreme detox programs that promise to cleanse your body in just a few days? Well, here's the thing. While fasting and certain dietary changes can be beneficial when done properly, many of these programs are unnecessarily harsh and could actually do more harm than good. Instead of thinking about detoxification as a quick fix or a weekend cleanse, it's much more effective to think of it as an ongoing process. It's about making sustainable lifestyle choices that support your body's natural abilities. You know, the kind of changes you can maintain long term. Let's talk about some practical steps you can take. First, try to reduce your exposure to toxins. This might mean choosing organic produce when possible, using natural cleansing products, or being mindful about the personal care products you use. Second, and this is really important, focus on sleep. Yes, sleep is crucial for detoxification. During sleep, your brain actually undergoes a kind of cleaning process. It's fascinating, really. Scientists have discovered that the brain has its own waste removal system that's most active when you're sleeping. Stress management is another key factor that often gets overlooked. When we're stressed, our body's natural detoxification processes can become compromised. So things like meditation, yoga, or even taking regular breaks to relax can make a big difference. Now, here's something really interesting about detoxification. It's not just about physical cleansing. There's also emotional and mental detoxification to consider. You know, clearing out negative thoughts, toxic relationships, and harmful patterns of behavior. It's all connected, really. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize something really important. Supporting your body's detoxification processes doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. It's about making simple, conscious choices every day. Drinking enough water, eating wholesome foods, moving your body, getting good sleep, and managing stress. Remember, your body is incredibly wise and capable. It knows how to detoxify itself. Our job isn't to force or override these natural processes, but to support them in gentle, sustainable ways. Think of it as, well, as being good partner to your body's natural wisdom. So there you have it, the real story about detoxification. Not as mysterious or complicated as some would have you believe, right? Just remember, sustainable, gentle support is better than extreme measures. Your body will thank you for it.